Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the Reverend Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
From the 33rd Psalm we read, "Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Increase our hope, O Lord, giving us the hope which we have seen things at their worst and yet refuses to despair. Give to us hope that is able to fail and yet is willing to try again. And again, give us hope that we can accept disappointment and yet not abandon hope. And Lord, we pray that we may keep the faith, that we may walk in your glory. In your holy name we pray. Amen."
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munflinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 62nd day, Monday, May 1st, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment.
Senator from the second, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as having been fully read.
Senator from the second has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and same be approved as fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, senator from the second, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guest. Senator from the second. Senator from Webster, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some very special guests that made a journey up here this morning. I'd like to introduce them.
Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, despite all odds, I have a group here from West Plains. I did not think they could make it. Most of us have seen pictures of their community on television. Towns wiped out. One of the young ladies here mentioned that she hadn't seen her car floating down the street. But they got up, took a number of detours to get up here, so determined to get up here. And they're up here with JAG, and they spent several minutes in the office explaining what JAG does. And the program has been extremely successful in West Plains. They had over 130 people apply for it, and only 45 people accepted. And so they're going for number one in the state. They've got all kinds of recognition. And I'd like to take a minute to introduce Nicholas, Thomas, Chris, Gwendolyn, Jaden, Nellie, and Ethan, and their specialist, Joan Dietrich. And we'd like for the Senate to make them feel welcome.
Let's please welcome the guests of these fine young men and women from the Senator's District from Webster to the Missouri Senate. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cape Girardeau, what purpose do you rise?
President, I'd like to introduce a very special guest on my right. I have one of my constituents from Fredericktown, Todd Smith. Not only happy to have him as a constituent, but he's also a brother in arms, served in the United States Air Force for 20 years. And if Todd Smith's name sounds familiar, he has someone here working on the Senate floor, Bill Smith's son. So please welcome.
Let's please welcome the guest from Cape Girardeau to the Missouri Senate chamber. Introduction of guest. Senator from the 14th, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, I have two special guests here today, one in which I introduced yesterday mistakenly because she is here today, along with her boyfriend. And his name is Keir McIntosh. He's majoring in economics and learning Swahili for the U.S. Army at Washington University in my district.
Senate will come to order during introduction of guests. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you. So Keir is learning economics. That's what he's majoring in, as well as Swahili for the U.S. Army at Washington University. And he is going to go into active military. His girlfriend, who also is going to school in the district, Rebecca Margaret Bruce, she's majoring in systems engineering at Washington University. Now, she's coming all the way from Sydney, Australia. I showed her a picture in my office earlier of me on top of the Sydney Harbor Bridge, and that is where we start off. But if the body would please welcome the two guests that are here today, that would be such a pleasure.
Let's please welcome the guests from the Senator from the 14th to the Missouri Senate Chamber. Introduction of guests.
President.
Senator from the 2nd, what purpose do you rise?
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion by the senator from the 2nd. Does any senator desire to be heard? Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The Senate, the ayes appear to have it, the ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.